This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? History class today. Gwyneth Isaacs is teaching. And we're talking about nobility. And we started out with, what does the Queen do? What does the Queen do? And we've continued this, the discussion into nobility, and we talked about the nobility are the protectors of the village, and it is their responsibility to make sure that the villagers are taken care of, including the poor. And so I looked up the relationships among the presidents of the United States and 10th cousins. So who were the 10th cousins in the presidency of the United States throughout history? And here they are. Herbert Hoover and George H.W. Bush are 10th cousins. Herbert Wow. Hoover and George W. Bush, are 10th cousins once removed. Gerald Ford and Barack Hussein Obama are 10th cousins once removed. That's Gerald Ford and Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, George H.W. Bush and Barack Obama, also 10th cousins once removed. And George W. Bush and Barack Obama. Now, 9th cousins, Warren Harding and Richard Nixon. Warren Harding and Jimmy Carter. Benjamin Harrison and Calvin Coolidge. Warren Harding and Gerald Ford. Richard Nixon and George H.W. Bush. And Richard Nixon and George W. Bush. Yeah. And so, you know, you wonder why when people are running for the presidency of the United States, they don't say, you know, my opponent's a jerk. Because they're related.
Because they're all one family. By the way, I think I mentioned before, my maiden surname in real life is actually Carter. I'm only 5 generations removed from the Earls of Lubbock, who are the Bonham Carters. Helena Bonham Carter is the granddaughter of the Earl of Lubbock, and her grandmother was the daughter of the British Prime Minister, Lord Asquith. How's that? Herbert Asquith was Violet Asquith's father. Violet Asquith married the Earl of Lubbock and became Lady Lubbock, Violet Bonham Carter. So Helena Bonham Carter and I are actually 5th cousins. It's a small world.
Pretty neat.
It's a really small world.
It is a small world. And, you know, the one that's most surprising, of course, is Barack Obama, because most people would say he's a black guy.
I'm gobsmacked.
Yeah.
But not really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like I say,
so
it really is an international club to a degree to which most people have no idea. Like, if you go back, let's say, 150, 160, 170 years, there was a particular Maori chief. His name was called Honeheke. And he went across to England, and he ended up in a particular village called Whitby in Yorkshire. And he was the guest of the local clan chief, who was, the surprise, surprise, the Earl of Lindsay. And he did a particular piece of commerce with the Earl of Lindsay. He bought several hundred guns off the Earl of Lindsay in return for gold that he had his people panning from the river back in New Zealand, which is the Waikato River, one of the best gold rivers in the whole country. And you know, he took those guns back to New Zealand and did a massive military campaign and wiped out 90% of a neighbouring tribe back in the day. You know, but the thing is that, you know, how did Honeheke know to go to that town and see that earl to do that piece of business? Well, it's simple. Because a previous Earl of Lindsay had, you know, had something to do with Captain Cook's voyage. That's why he didn't go to London, because Captain Cook came from Whitby. So he knew that this was where he could find friends in high places in the white people's country, England. And it's, you know, but this is the way that things have always been done, you know. It really is gobsmacking, and I don't know the ancestry of Honeheke. I know some of it, but I don't know anything before, you know, the generation where they left Hawaii and ended up in New Zealand. But I'm sure if you traced back the Hawaiian princes, that you would probably end up in ancient Egypt, and that there would probably be some ancient ancestral line going back to ancient Egypt that would go back to the nobles in England. I'm only guessing here now, okay? But it's, like I say, this is really, really amazing, the connectedness amongst the various nobles of the world, including the tribal nobles, including the Africans, the Maoris, the Native Americans, and so on and so forth, as much as they might like to deny it. They're basically one big club.
The the first seven presidents of the United States weren't born in America. The first seven presidents were born in the United Kingdom.
Yep.
You know, we were never taught that. George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, and John Quincy Adams, and Andrew Jackson were all born in the United Kingdom. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, and I'll bet that every single one of them, well, we've already proven that all of them were from landed gentry families. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, otherwise how would they be related to Edward? How would they be related, all of them, to Henry V? So it,
you know,
sort of makes you look at the world a little bit differently, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And here, you know, when I lived in Virginia, there were these families, the Blue Bloods, as we would refer to them, and they seemed to run everything, all the way back from the time that the land was stolen from the American Indians. And, you know, they were the prominent families. Well, here in Missouri, we have prominent families, and they've been running everything as far as anyone can remember as well. And they are holding on to that power for dear life. They will rally the troops, rally their families, and say, hey, we've got an invader. got a guy coming from Virginia, and we can't let him get hold of anything. And literally,
he's a Viking.
Yeah. They literally do not want to yield any power to anybody else. They want to keep it the way it is. However, these guys are feathering their own nests. These guys are becoming wealthy off the backs of the little people, which is different from what you're talking about, the historical role of nobility.
They're not supposed to do that.
Right. Right. But that's what they're doing. And they're even getting their women folk elected to the House of Representatives in Missouri. So they're passing on the creed, the faith, to keep themselves in power. And now, as far as the Queen is concerned, isn't one of their creeds protect their way of life, the monarchy, at all costs? Isn't that their creed?
No.
No.
They have to protect the faith and defend the realm. That's why they're there. They're not there to feather their own nest. They're actually not under the Magna Carta. They're not even supposed to raise taxes. So any income, they are allowed to have customs and excise. They are allowed to have customs and excise and to control imports. Okay. This justifies the use of a standing navy if you're on an island nation such as Great Britain. Okay. Regarding a standing army, really, I think that the Americans in their constitution have got that absolutely right, and that is something that the British have forgot, is that you shall not have a standing army, although there is, of course, a U.S. Army. It's not a part of the Constitution, and the Founding Fathers were in opposition to it, that the populace shall be defended by militias, which come from their own population, okay? So you have a well-armed populace, and this was the way that it used to be in Britain, or, you know, back in the day, but it's no longer the way now. And that's why you're getting invaded by people from other parts of the world who have a way of life that is foreign to ours and that is antagonistic to ours. And that's going to create multi-generational problems if something is not done to fix that situation now.
Okay, let's talk about how does one become an earl when we come back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line for USA Prepares is up and running. 605-477-3249. Gwyneth, how does a person become an Earl? What are the mechanics of that?
Okay, well, in ancient times, it was usually, funnily enough, they usually happened to be members of ancient clan chief families, okay? But what they would do is they would have some outstanding feat in battle, for example. Like, for instance, once again, taking my grandfather's family, they were Crusader knights. And I'm thinking that it was probably some heroic deed during the Crusades that led the king of the day to declare that, to bestow the earldom on them. But in reality, as I mentioned, they were already the chiefs of the clan. They had been the chiefs of the clan for as long as anyone could remember. And, they were on their own clan land. So this is the reason why Edward I was not able to just boot them off their land, because he didn't give the land to them in the first place. The British Crown didn't give the land to them in the first place. It had been theirs from the Stone Age, okay? And there's caves on that particular estate, which have cave paintings in the caves that were done by my ancestors during the Stone Age. And so that is, you know, the Aborigines would say that's a link to country. The Australian Aborigines would definitely say that. But usually, like I said, it just so happens that most of the people who are created earls in that way through some outstanding heroic feat of battle were made earls, happen to be members of the clan chief's family anyway. So you might argue, well, why weren't any of the ordinary people? I don't know, maybe they were. There's certainly cases where ordinary people were, you know, responsible for feats of bravery in battle and were created earls for that reason. But more often it was the, you know, the chief's family that were created thus, okay? But then you get another type of nobility, which is the traditional nobility. And like I say, even in Europe, even especially among the Irish, they have their traditional nobles, and they trace their, you know, the source of their earldom back through ancient family lines, which ultimately go all the way back, in the Irish case, all the way back to Kazakhstan. Okay? So that's a whole nother story of how the Kazakhs or the Cossacks ended up in Ireland, which I don't have time to say it today. But it is remarkable. This has always been a global network of people. Now, the Queen herself, the members of the royal family, apparently what they say, okay, is that you cannot be a European royal unless you are descended from Sangreal. And they say, well, who's Sangreal, or what is Sangreal? And they claim in their private genealogies that they're descended from Jesus Christ. Okay? And that's probably going to absolutely astound a lot of people. I heard the story behind it. It is plausible. Whether it's true or not is another question, but they all certainly seem to believe it.
When we come back, can you tell us the difference between nobility and high nobility? Gwyneth Isaacs with us, and if you'd like to find out more about USAPrepares.com, please click on the instructors tab and you'll find the links to the internet locations where you can learn more about Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Gwyneth, can you tell us the difference between royalty and nobility?
Okay. From what I can figure out, the main one seems to be the royal families of Europe seem to have this, like, they're all interrelated, okay? And they all seem to have this idea that they are descended from, and I know this is going to be surprising for a lot of the listeners. This is not what I think, okay? This is what they think. This is what they say in their private rooms and chambers. that they are in their what they think is that they are descended from the children of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene. That's what they think. Okay. You can go to the south of France, and there are numerous monuments, churches, cafes, where you will see that translated, it says the three Marys, okay? And who they regard as being the three Marys are Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the sister of Martha, okay? And what they say is that after the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, Mary Magdalene, who was Jesus, in their view of things, Jesus' earthly wife, found that she was pregnant, and that she and Mary's mother and Mary, the sister of Martha, fled and got on a boat, a fishing boat, and they crossed the Mediterranean and ended up in the south of France. Okay? Like I said, this is not something I've made up. You can go to the south of France today and see many, many monuments, towns, cafes, where there is this figure of a fishing boat with three women on board, and the central one is pregnant. Okay? And you'll say that this figure is called the Three Marys. And in that part of the world, it's extremely well known. Okay, the story. That's where the royal families of Europe believe that they are descended from. And they say that you can't be a royal unless you can trace your ancestry back to that child. Now, the nobles generally can't trace their ancestry back to that child. I don't even know that child's name, okay? But all I know is the story, and I've seen the genealogy, you know, that they purport to have, and, you know, there's no reason why it shouldn't be true, but I'm not saying that it is true, okay? It could be a variation on the ancient Egyptian god myth where they all believed that they were descended from Osiris, okay? It could be a variation on that. It could be something that people just made up. I don't know, but that's what they say. Now, the nobles, they say that they are descended from the Atlantean refugees, okay? In the case of the Scots and the Irish, they say that they are descended from the Kazakh princes who came from Kazakhstan, which was considered to be northern India, okay? And, you know, in fact, if you go to northern India today, there are certain tribes in northern India who are extremely close linguistically and anthropologically to the Scots and to the Irish. So that story probably is true. But these tribes say that they came from the refugees of Atlantis. So, like I say, you can believe it or you can not believe it. I'm not asking you to believe it. I'm just saying that this is what they say. And they say that the reason why the Atlanteans were so great was that they were descended from, and this is where it's going to begin to really freak some people out. And like I say, this is not what I think. This is what they say. This is what they believe, okay? Call it whacked out if you want, but I'm not saying it. They're saying it. I'm just saying what they say. They say that they come, that the Atlanteans got their technology from Mars, okay? That's what they say. And that's why they call themselves Arians, okay? Because Arius in ancient Latin meant from Mars, okay? And that's just what it means, meaning the planet. But, you know, the ancient Romans and the ancient Greeks had an astrological religion, and they believed that there was commerce between the inhabitants of Earth and the inhabitants of the other planets, and that the inhabitants of these other planets in ancient history came to the Earth, and that they were the progenitors of the Atlantean technology. So, and that is, I believe, why at the moment the elites are going absolutely balmy over something that they have found in Antarctica. Okay. And personally, I believe that Antarctica is probably the location of the ancient Atlantis. That's my personal belief. Okay, I believe because this story of Atlantis is universal. You find it everywhere on the Earth, especially India and especially Egypt, but also in other places on the Earth as well. But I believe that the main places that the Atlantean refugees ended up was in Egypt and in India, which accounted for the high state of their ancient cultures was simply that they had the technology. And like I said, if you trace back the ancestry of most of the noble families of the earth, somehow or other they end up either in India or in Egypt, and generally they have fair skin, red or blonde hair, and blue or green eyes, which is in total contrast to the native population there. I hope I haven't, spun too many people out.
I think this is absolutely fascinating. I'm sitting back in the studio listening intently to what you're saying. I was doing a little bit of research, and from what I understand, and please correct me if this is not correct, you start out with the king and or the queen. Then from there, their children would be the princes and princesses. Under that, you have the dukes, the duchesses, the marquises, the earls, the viscounts, the barons, the baronets, the knights, the esquires, and then ladies and gentlemen. Is that right?
Yeah. I think that's the order. I did study all of that at one time, but it's been a long time since I have studied it. But so, there was quite a bit of fluidity within that order as well.
So when we are addressed in an audience, and they say, and they finally say, and ladies and gentlemen, are they saying, and all you at the bottom of the barrel?
That's all about all you people out there.
I think that's what they're, I think, we feel good, ladies and gentlemen, they're being really nice.
a lady technically, you had to have some sort of culture and refinement. You couldn't be a lady and a fishwife. It just didn't happen.
Okay.
And a gentleman was once again an ordinary person, but somebody with some refinement, somebody who had manners. So you couldn't be a gentleman and the local pig farmer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
this is quite fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It's really, really interesting. But like I say, when people hear this for the first time, that these people really, really believe that this is where they come from, it spins them out. Mm-hmm. Until you realize that this is in every ancient culture everywhere, that they believe that their chiefs and that their nobles locally come from somewhere else. Meaning that they don't come from this earth, or that their ancestors came from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And, the fact that this belief is so universal, would tend to make me sort of think that maybe there's something to it. And even in the Bible, it talks about the sons of God who came down to the daughters of men in Genesis chapter 6. and it doesn't quite say where they came from other than up, that they came from somewhere other than this earth. Whether it was interdimensional or whether it was interplanetary even is not quite clear. But there's something that has imparted somewhere along the line some level of extraordinary intelligence and often tremendous height and tremendous strength and tremendous courage that is not seen in regular people, but that the most amazing thing is, you know, that they're obsessed with their bloodlines. They are obsessed with maintaining what they call a pure bloodline, okay? Now, the fact that my family is just about pure blue blood is entirely an accident of history, because my mother's family is actually not related to my dad's family directly that I know of, but they happen to just meet and just fall in love and just get married. And, you know, dad's family was actually opposed to the marriage because they didn't know who mum's family was.
Gwyneth and I will be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Getting quite a history lesson today. And so my question at this point is, who will be the next king of England?
I hope it's not Charles. I really hope it's not Charles.
Why do you say that?
Because he's very proud of the fact that he is the direct descendant along the male line of Vlad Dracul, and that he's bought Dracula's castle. And he lives there for about 6 months of the year. That's not going to end well.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying the dark side.
He's married. What was that, sorry?
You're saying that's the dark side.
That's the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely the dark side. And his wife, I think that Diana's assessment of Camilla was absolutely on the money. She's a Rottweiler. She's evil. And, you know, I would not like to be Kate Middleton right now. I think that, you know, Kate ought to really look out for her health and welfare and safety, because Camilla is, you know, she's a Rottweiler, but she's Charles's Rottweiler. It's about the sum of it. And Charles cannot see what she is really like, either that or he's in total agreement with her. And Camilla does not like Kate at all. And so given the past history, you see, if you study history, then you can pick patterns. And just today I was reading an article about Mary, Queen of Scots, and, you know, of how she was the cousin of Elizabeth I and had the right to the Scottish throne at the age of 6 months old, and Elizabeth had her imprisoned, and this is Elizabeth I, had her imprisoned and then executed, simply because she had the claim to the English throne, despite the fact that Mary, Queen of Scots, repeatedly said that she had no interest in ruling the English. It didn't seem to matter to Elizabeth I. She was obsessed, and, Mary, Queen of Scots, was one of the very few people that Elizabeth I beheaded. And I can see rhymes here in history. I can see history repeating itself, that Camilla is power-obsessed, from what I can tell. Okay? That the rumors of her involvement with the death of Princess Diana just don't seem to be going away.
That was another question.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right. How about Harry? Is Harry? Harry doesn't look like his brother.
There's no way that he's Prince Charles's son. He's the son of that polo player.
Hewitt, is it?
Yeah, that's right, James Hewitt. In my humble opinion, of course, I've got no evidence for that assertion, other than he looks exactly like James Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
That's who can blame Diana? She is miserable in her marriage, and Charles. The thing with the British royal family is, because of their obsession with bloodlines, they just got so inbred that they didn't know what to do with themselves anymore. They had
and
to
that's
marry
where,
out.
And that's why Diana was brought in, right?
Yeah.
They needed new blood. Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
Well, this was absolutely fascinating. Gwyneth, I really appreciate you teaching us history, as I've never heard in a formal classroom ever in my life. And I'm sure that holds true with many of our broadcast class students and instructors. Well, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you again next week. Thank you so much, Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia.
Have a good week.
And you too.
Bye-bye.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.